This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's going on, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. I'm Brett, back with you this midweek, and how's everybody doing? It's cold as shit here. Everybody's losing their mind because we got an inch of snow. Yeah, luckily it hit on a holiday yesterday on Monday. Could have been a lot worse. I tell you what, though, I'd rather have 10 degrees with a 5 below wind chill factor than 100 degrees with a 120 degree heat index outside. I'll tell you that. You can always put on enough clothes to stay warm, but you can't never get enough off to cool down, for sure. So, all right, this week I'm going to be covering the band Corrosion of Conformity and their album Deliverance. Corrosion of Conformity was formed in Raleigh, North Carolina in 1982 by bassist and vocalist Mike Dean, guitarist Woody Weatherman, drummer Reed Mullen, and singer Benji Shelton. And Woody Weatherman is the only remaining original member of the band. They have made many lineup changes over the years. Some have left and come back. I think they've went through like five or six singers altogether. And they've even went down to a three-piece where vocalist Mike Dean was lead singer. Yeah, lots of changes with them. Now, they started out as a hardcore punk crossover band, basically. Had a lot of Washington, D.C. punk influence. But by their third album, they started to transition into like this southern stoner sludge metal. And it actually worked for them. But their fourth album is where they really got their big break. And that album is Deliverance from 1994, which I'm going to be covering tonight. Now, the band lineup for this album is probably considered the classic COC lineup, consisting of Woody Weatherman, lead and rhythm guitars, Pepper Keenan, lead vocals, lead and rhythm guitars. And he was also on their third album, but he was just played guitar on that album. So he started doing lead vocals on this album. Mike Dean, bass guitar and lead vocals on the title track, Deliverance. Reed Mullen, drums and backing vocals. Okay, it was recorded from December 1993 to July of 1994. Finally released on September 27th, 1994. Like I said, the genre is like a southern sludge metal, stoner rock. Length of the album is 54 minutes, 24 seconds. Label is Columbia Records. Produced by John Custer. And also, this is their first record with Columbia Records. This is sort of crazy. They were with Relativity Records before, and they were starting to start up the Deliverance record with Relativity. And some demos got into the hands of some record executives at Columbia, and they wanted them on their label. So they offered to buy the band's contract out from Relativity, and the label refused. So Sony Columbia bought Relativity and they turned it into a distribution label and transferred the band's contract over to Columbia. Okay, let's go over the track listing. Got track one, Heaven's Not Overflowing. Track two, Albatross, and that was their first single off the album. Track three, Clean My Wounds, and that was the third single off the album. Track four, Without Wings, that's an instrumental. Track five, Broken Man, that was actually their second single off the album. Track six, Señor Limpio. Track seven, Mano de Mano, another instrumental. Track eight, 7 Days. Track nine, number 212-1313. That's an instrumental. Track 10, Migraine. Track 11, the title track, Deliverance. Track 12, Shake Like You. Track 13, Shelter. And track 14, Pearls Before Swine. And that is the track listing for Deliverance. Charts and certifications. This was their first album to get on the Billboard 200. And it peaked at 155. And the songs Albatross and Clean My Wounds actually both hit number 19 on mainstream rock tracks. And it was certified gold last year, 2023. That's 500,000 copies sold. So it took them 29 years to get to gold status. I guess better late than never. And also, this year is their 30th anniversary of this album. Maybe they'll put something out, some special features or extra songs or something on it. All right, let's go over the touring here, the tour. They actually got on world tour with Megadeth on the Euthanasia album in North America and Europe. And after they come back from Europe, they played a couple of off shows with Monster Magnet. Played a bunch of shows here in Texas. And then on New Year's Eve, 1995, they opened up for Pantera at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. And my co-host Carl was at that show. He actually had VIP backstage passes for Pantera. So, yeah, he was there. And he says he don't even remember Corrosion of Conformity and says he didn't really care. Now, when this album came out, I was living out in Southern California, 94, 95, and got a lot of airplay on KNAC, for sure. It was very popular. I liked it okay. I'm going to give it a 3.5. Sounds good. Pepper Keenan's voice is really good on this album, and they really got a doom sound sort of on this record, too. It's almost doom metal. And also, I forgot to mention before, I'm pretty sure Phil Anselmo from Pantera and Pepper Keenan, maybe they met that night, New Year's Eve in Fort Worth, because not too long after this, they would go on to get together and form the band Down. So, you never know. All right, everybody, that's all I got for Corrosion of Conformity and their album Deliverance. Thanks for watching and listening. Appreciate it. And I don't know what we're doing this for the main episode this week. We haven't really discussed it. Or maybe we have and I just don't remember. All right, everybody, check us out on all the social medias and join the group if you want. All right. Thanks and stay evil, everybody.
Set it.